According to the website at votenotwo.org, Amendment 2 would let criminal drug dealers into the medical marijuana business, allow children to get pot legally, and permit doctors to recommend marijuana for just about anything, and not just the debilitating conditions specified in the amendment's language. Trey Evers is the No on 2 spokesman.
Our message is that Amendment 2 has some fatal loopholes and flaws that really make it full-blown legalization of pot smoking in Florida.
Florida's Amendment 2 is, in fact, far more lenient than California's medical marijuana laws. On Amendment 2, the devil is in the details.
And that's the tagline of a 9-minute video that's reachable from the website. The No on 2 campaign is sponsored and supported by the Florida Sheriff's Association and by St. Petersburg developer Mel Sembler. At United for Care, the pro-medical marijuana organization, campaign manager Ben Pallara says it's all propaganda and scare tactics.
They continue to use the same kind of half-truth distortions and lies that have been coming out of the opposition all along because they can't argue with us on the fact.
Pallara says the state Supreme Court, when it reviewed the amendment for the ballot, accepted that it would allow the use of marijuana only for legitimate and serious medical conditions. And he said the legislation and rulemaking that will implement the amendment, if it passes, will close what No on 2 perceives as loopholes. The loophole claims and rebuttals are posted on the United for Care website. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.